Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening:
Zimbabweans fail to access their money in banks as liquidity crisis hits the country following the disputed July 31st polls.
There's a liquidity crisis currently in the banking sector because people are skeptic of the future, because they don't know what the ZANU-PF government will do.
The MDCT Mashonaland East Provincial Executive formally approaches the party's standing committee seeking the endorsement of its decision to suspend former Marondera Mayor Lawmaker Ian Kay.
We as the provincial executive, through our provincial disciplinary committee, we have resolved that Mr. Ian Kay will be given a sentence of suspension.
And we give you the latest in today's Premier Soccer League matches played today.
Zimbabwean banks have been hit by a liquidity crisis following the July 31 polls, resulting in the public failing to access their money in financial institutions. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
Several Harare residents say they are failing to access their cash from banks owing to the shortage of money that the banks are reportedly experiencing. One such resident is Matthias Masunda. He says he went to his local Metropolitan Bank today intending to withdraw some money, but only managed to get half the intended amount. Other banks that are reportedly failing to disburse cash on demand include CBZ and Agribank.
Authorities should tell us what is really happening, because we do not know why the cash is not readily available at the banks.
Another Harare resident, Byron Mtingwende, says the cash problems are being worsened by citizens who are not depositing money into financial institutions due to the uncertainty that he says was created by the disputed July 31 polls that saw President Robert Mugabe romp to a landslide win against the former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai of the MDC.
Right. There's a liquidity crisis currently in the banking sector because people are skeptic of the future, because they don't know what the ZANU-PF government will do. They are aware of the difficulties and the suffering they endured during the Zimbabwean dollar era, and the government of Zimbabwe has showed serious intentions of bringing back the Zimbabwean dollar. So if that scenario happens, people are afraid of having their money in the banks devalued, so they better keep the money at home.
Masunda, however, says there is no cash circulation in both the formal and informal market, resulting in most people failing to deposit anything in the banks.
We just do not have the money. We can't even feed our families, let alone have some money to deposit in banks.
Mtingwende says the delay by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa to announce the 2014 national budget has fueled the problem, as economic players are not sure how to invest their money. Chinamasa says he will not be announcing the budget anytime soon to allow for wider consultations.
It is a serious contributing factor because people don't know what the Minister of Finance will announce in the budget. So they are afraid of the future. If you have your money and there is a policy that says all money should be converted maybe into the local currency, should the government introduce the local currency, then the skepticism about the budget plays a very critical role.
He urged authorities to review interest rates so that the public can have confidence in the banking sector. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe Bankers Association President George Guvamatanga says his association is engaged in talks with the central bank with a view to revising the rates in September this year. Most banks, locally owned and foreign owned, reported a decrease in interest income dragged by a memorandum of understanding signed in February. Under the MOU, banks would, with effect from last February, charge up to 0.5% of the cash withdrawal amount subject to a minimum charge of $2.50, while ledger fees, maintenance and service fees will cost up to $4 per account. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.